Hello, welcome to Entrepreneurship Policy Pulse, a podcast by the Faith Institute of Faith Foundation. Our conversations would revolve around Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem, touching on key thematic areas and preferring policy recommendations. This podcast would feature researchers, economists, policy influencers, and stakeholders within Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's really, really, really a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the very warm reception. I appreciate it. Let me start from Mr. Adela. We had a meeting this morning, and it ran over a bit. And I was telling my team, I cannot be late. I don't think they understood. I cannot be late. I said he will be there. He will be on time. Bolaji knows what I'm talking about. You'll be locked out. There will be no meeting. You will be out. And you dare not leave the out. Between him and my father, I learned a lot about time management, and I'd like to appreciate you, sir. Beyond that, he's reached out to me, giving me insights. Even as I resumed this role, he didn't have to. And I appreciate that also. So, here we are. My relationship with Faith Foundation is a long one. I think as far back as like 2012, when I was at University of Lagos, I was one of the facilitators. And I've been a judge on the business plan competition. Yes. And I've spoken at events. I got this invitation to deliver this keynote as special advisor to the president on PEBEC and investment, not as honorable minister. And the invitation was reaffirmed. But as special advisor, I was asked to speak here. I'm not yet at my speech. I was asked to speak here because of almost a decade of policy and business climate reforms. And we've partnered together on many things, the MSME Council. We had a pre-meeting that was so detailed and well-organized that I told my team, this event I have to be at. So, Honorable Minister or not, I'm here as me. And because of the work and the diligence of Faith Foundation and Faith Institute, very well done. It's been good work. So just to appreciate, let me start, as Mr. Adeola did, with Ecobank. I used to be on the board of Ecobank Nigeria. So let me appreciate Ecobank. It's good to be in this building. It was a long time coming to be in this building. This is my first time in this building. But going straight to some of the protocols, perhaps an unconventional one, just to appreciate colleagues in the federal government and the state government. The SSG of Ogun State is my in-law. He's from my husband's town, so please, Ebamikiwon. So when he kept saying Mrs. Oduwole, he was reminding me, you know, it was just that we're here, I should be on my two knees right there. He's my in-law directly from Orujebu. That's where we're from. And so let me not take up too much of the time, just to appreciate our partners, development partners. Let me especially appreciate Bertine, the World Bank. It's been a number of years of support and partnership with the PEBEC intervention. Bertine, I appreciate you. Thankfully, I was chatting with her this morning, just checking up, because PEBEC is still my family. And she said, oh, I'm going to see you here. Yeah. And let me recognize NESG, another third partner. But the real stars of today, and I'm glad that the media is always so well represented. The media is always very close to my heart because whatever we do, the story isn't told. So Rotus, thank you, and all the media partners. But the real stars of today are truly, truly, truly our indefatigable Nigerian entrepreneurs. Because you wake up every day, you have the courage to dream. And even in a tough business climate, you have the courage to get up every day. There are things that have happened. There are riots and different things have happened. I've spoken with entrepreneurs who've had their whole shops burnt down and the next day they're at work because they have salaries to pay and because there's no backup salary anywhere. So you dare to dream, you dare to strive, you have the courage to push forward, and you are Nigeria's real most valuable players any day, Nigerian entrepreneurs. Your innovation, your creativity, your courage, your energy. Thank you for doing what you do. So now, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute honor to address you at this remarkable gathering, the 10th annual FATE Institute Policy Dialogue Series. Allow me to first commend the incredible work of the FATE Foundation, whose unwavering commitment to entrepreneurship over the years has been a beacon of hope and innovation in Nigeria. FATE Foundation and I share a history rooted in shared passion for entrepreneurship and national development. I recall speaking at the Policy Dialogue Series in 2017, where I explored strategies to unlock the potential of Nigeria's youth. Most recently in 2022, I had the privilege of addressing pioneer fellows at the FATE Institute, emphasizing the importance of evidence-based policy strategies. These moments are a testament to FATE Foundation's pivotal role in shaping Nigeria's entrepreneurial ecosystem and my personal commitment to this shared vision. So as we're gathered to chart the path forward, it is imperative that we reflect on the journey thus far. The last 10 years have been a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of Nigerian entrepreneurs amidst the backdrop of global and local challenges, a bit of the oil glut, COVID-19 pandemic, currency reforms, removal of fuel subsidy. Our entrepreneurs have adapted, they've innovated and thrived. I would say that a remarkable show of agility. As we've seen the rise of groundbreaking sectors such as fintech, agritech, edutech, Nigerian startups such as Flutterwave and Dela gaining global recognition, and a host of other newer ones. They're now sort of the grandfathers. There's Moneypoint, there's so many others, and I'm sure that there'll be so many others from this room even today. We've witnessed the transformative power of technology, which has not only driven innovation, but has also brought financial services to millions and opened new markets through e-commerce. However, as we celebrate these achievements, we must acknowledge the persistent challenges that hinder our full potential. Access to finance, unreliable infrastructure, regulatory inefficiencies, and limited inclusivity of women, youth, and rural entrepreneurs continue to constrain growth. So see, we're aligned with the report. The PEBEX work since 2016 has been in tandem with the vision of this organization. And our outlook for 2024 spoke about delivering through 5 clear work streams. We continue to, I keep saying we, but yes, I'm the vice chair of the PEBEX now. So regulatory reforms will always take front and center, use of innovation and technology to drive regulatory efficiencies and transparency. Subnational reforms, we partner with state governments, all 36 of them and the Federal Capital Territory. Legislative reforms, just to say on the subnational, the PEBEX team was in Katsina last week on the first iteration of this year's subnational tour, Bettina was actually there, the Pebek team was there, on a Northwest regional intervention where all the Northwest states, hosted by Katsina State. The Pebek has a collaboration with the World Bank and other partners to deliver ease of doing business and cascade it down. And there's money on the table, $750 million for a program that spans 3 years. It's now about halfway through and it's yielding positive results. So that's our subnational intervention. We continue to release our subnational ease of doing business report, which is always interesting to layer on what Faith Foundation and other organizations are doing as well, because the triangulation and the dearth of data makes it such that we can see the fuller picture of what's going on across the country with these interventions. With legislative interventions, we continue to support. I was glad you're following very closely the tax discussion. We made submissions ourselves to that committee, of which I'm also a member, or was a member. And just to say that we have the second iteration of the Omnibus Bill, which is the Business Facilitation Act 2022. The current iteration, and there have been submissions, we partnered with NESG and the Section of Business Law of Nigerian Bar Association to deliver on that intervention. Judicial reforms, I haven't scaled the small claims courts. The Pebek team has gone into working with commercial courts at the high court level across states. Lagos State has pioneered that for a long time, and we're starting with Kano State, and other states will now be taking the small claims court and extrapolating up to the high courts to decongest and make access to justice even more of a reality. Strategic communications continues to be key, because if you're blinking in the dark, nobody knows what you're doing. And the new intervention that the Pebek started this year, the Pebek Business Champions with the Platinum Business Champions, looks at the companies that have grossed over $1 billion, well, pre-devaluation, only about 23 of them in Nigeria, while South Africa has nearly 200, and a city like Beijing would have multiples of that. To make sure that we can grow our big businesses, traditionally the Pebek has focused on one side of the GDP, which is the small and medium-sized enterprises, micro and nano, which are really, really have underpinned and absorbed the global shocks for the Nigerian economy. But the other side, the champions, those few businesses that need to scale, to use the football analogy, they are the 11 that need to go forth and dominate the continent, dominate the world, and take the ecosystem with them. We continue to prioritize their regulatory challenges. You'll be amazed at the kinds of challenges that even large companies have. You may think that it's just small businesses, but no. So that is just speaking a bit about the Pebek and the journey so far. It hasn't been an easy one. I usually tell my team return on effort was about less than 10% for the effort that the Pebek team and many other stakeholders put in. But the government continues to be committed to that reform initiative. And now in this capacity, looking ahead, we stand at the cusp of an extraordinary opportunity. Our theme, building a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem for the future, calls for deliberate and strategic action to unlock Nigeria's immense potential. First, we must invest in critical infrastructure, both physical and digital, stable electricity, reliable broadband, and improved transportation networks. They're not just luxury, they are the foundation of a thriving entrepreneurial environment. I think we're all aligned and we agree what needs to be done and the need for making sure that there's access to finance at all levels and that we have innovative funding models. I loved listening to the last speaker on the micro talk. Just the need for innovative funding models and the creativity that Nigerian entrepreneurs bring to the fore. The goal is not just to provide capital, but to ensure that it reaches the underserved, women, youth, and entrepreneurs in rural areas. So I'd like to commend you, even though the camera is in between us, for the work that you do. Thank you very much. So third, I'll just say that inclusivity, must be at the heart of all the reforms. Empowering women entrepreneurs. I had to tell some of my male colleagues, don't feel on the call today. I actually had to say, because my team is quite heavily female, and I think most people know that by now. And I had to remind Mr. Adeola that I don't think a man has had the privilege or the opportunity of leading Faith Foundation since inception. So I'm in good company. I said, don't feel in a minority. It just so happens that it's our time. So we have to include women, youth, and those in the remotest areas of our environment. We have to have a youth-centric policy, because, I mean, the figures just speak to itself. And we've listened to a lot of data already, but we all know the population, we know the demographics, and we know the slicing of our entrepreneurial journey. So these things are really like no-brainers. Importantly, and I wish Mr. Olo was here, we have to leverage the African Continental Free Trade Area to position Nigerian businesses as leaders in regional and global markets. By improving product competitiveness and supporting export readiness, we can expand our economic footprint far beyond our borders. This is, as an international economic lawyer, this is perhaps one of the most areas I'm most passionate about. And we're committed to supporting small and medium-sized enterprises to take full advantage of the AfCFTA. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we embark on this journey into the next decade, let us remember that the responsibility of building a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem does not rest on any one entity. It's not about government alone. It's not about Faith Foundation alone. It is a collective effort, a partnership between government, private sector, development partners, civil society, and the media. So to my fellow policymakers and policy buffs, and data buffs, empirical evidence-driven buffs, I urge us all to deepen our commitment to creating an enabling environment through thoughtful reforms and investments. I say the word thoughtful because it's one thing to have data, it's another thing to use it. And Mr. Adeola charged me with scoring goals. I've not really been a footballer, but I'm going to try. We have to look to our private sector leaders in particular. Your continued innovation and collaboration are crucial in driving sustainable development. And to our entrepreneurs, your creativity and tenacity is the lifeline of this economy. So in closing, let me reaffirm my unwavering belief in the entrepreneurial spirit of Nigeria. Together we can build a future where innovation thrives, where opportunities abound, and where every entrepreneur, regardless of age, gender, or location, has the tools to succeed. Let us seize this moment to transform challenges into opportunities, ideas into impact, and dreams into reality. Thank you, and I look forward to the fruitful discussions and groundbreaking ideas that will emerge from this important dialogue. Thank you.